Good morning. Another beautiful day in paradise, Muncie, Indiana. 70 and sunny like it always is. Chamber of Commerce Day. Thanks for joining us here this morning. My name is Jeff Parsons. I'm a volunteer. I happen to be the chairman-elect for the Muncie, Delaware County Chamber of Commerce. So thanks for joining us today for this event. So on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce and the Muncie, Delaware County Economic Development Alliance, thanks for joining us this morning for this event, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it here in just a second. As we get started, to begin with, I know we've got a few elected officials in the room. Raise your hand. Thanks for your attendance, your support. I see Sue and the mayor, Linda, Jerry. Thanks for your support of the program and service to our community as a whole. As you know, the Chamber has a five-year economic development vision. We call it Vision 2021. And that development plan has several objectives. Goal number three of that plan in particular has a strong emphasis on economic growth, retention of existing employees, and creating a pro-business environment. Each day, the Economic Development Alliance and its partners work with elected officials and stakeholders to advance these efforts, and today is just another example of how that's worked well in our community. To talk a little bit more about this project and that partnership, it's my pleasure to introduce our mayor, Dennis Tyler.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming out. This is a very, very special project for the city of Muncie. You know, just last Friday at this time, we was down on the northern sector creating an anchor for the downtown. Today, we're here talking about a spatial anchor for the southern part of the area and around the 812 coalition that we have right across the street and heading down through the southern area of the city. And it was very evident to the city of Muncie through the leadership of Jay Julian and his economic development team down at the Chamber and the Redevelopment Commission. When we first had the opportunity to begin to talk to Delaware Dynamics about the importance of this project, not only to be able to retain the great jobs that we have in this community to create even more jobs and for having that opportunity to offer that into the community, that it was very important for us to create whatever the environment was that we needed to for them to be successful. And it's not always easy. I think we probably spent 6 to 8 months, wasn't it, Jay? Pretty close to that, together. But that's okay. At the end of the day, it's a great project with a great team of people, a lot of local labor people in that are involved in this development as we move forward on it. And it's a great opportunity, again, for the central city of Muncie to continue to move forward in the way that we think that it needs to move forward, to not only retain great-paying jobs, but to also create new great-paying jobs. And so without further ado, what I'd like to now is bring up Gary Kiesling, and he can even further explain the project. Gary? Yeah.
Well, first, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. It's good to see such a big turnout today for us. Seems like this project has taken a while to get kicked off. As far as our expansion goes, we've entertained it for 2 or 3 years. Then it was late 2017, we decided we did need to move forward with an expansion. And this was a competitive project. Anderson was courting us as well. But in working with Tracy, the mayor, and the local staff here, we've coordinated and was able to work out some things where we were able to stay here and expand here, which was great for us. I'm going to thank a few folks. I may miss somebody. I'm sorry. But thanks to the mayor for all your work and help. Appreciate it. The Muncie Common Council and all the members and their support. Much appreciation. Tracy Lutton, Ashley Serpas, Todd Donati, Muncie, Delaware, and the rest of the Muncie, Delaware Economic Development Alliance. Thank you very much. Then Jay, Julian, and the Muncie Chamber played a key role. And then our folks, Dan Moore, which he was unable to be here this morning, but Nancy Keene, she's our CFO at Dan Moore. And then Ryan Haas, our CEO, Greg Whaley, our engineering director, Dave Eubanks, our plant manager, and then Laura Webb, she's human resources. And then Brian, where's Brian? There's Brian. Brian Backus. he's the one that's the engineer is coordinating a lot of the building and all, and he's done a lot of the legwork and a lot of the work in getting it going. But much appreciation to all, and if I've left anybody out, I'm sorry, but thank you. Appreciate that. And with this expansion, like I said, business was driving it toward us, driving this expansion for us to add more space. We were getting full. It's going to allow us to better service our existing customers. Plus, it's going to help us explore other business opportunities. Plus, maintain our foothold as one of the leading engineering and machining businesses in the United States and actually the world with what we do. I'm not sure if everybody's familiar with what we do, but we build large high-pressure die-cast tooling that makes transmission cases, engine blocks. We don't actually make the castings, but we make the tools that make those castings. Typically, we're working 3 to 4 model years ahead. We're actually right now developing high-pressure structural parts as well that are going to move forward in the American auto industry as well and with those cars. And right now, I think we're the only one in the States doing that. And are we, Ryan, doing the structural parts and designing those? So lots of exciting things here going on. A lot of people don't realize that we're just a little machine shop on the south side here, but we're actually on the leading edge of the manufacturing technology here. Our new building, said you see the picture of the 5-axis machine there. That's actually going to be here Monday. Thus, you see the temporary structure being put up. We couldn't leave that set for 3 months while the rest of the structure is being built. We needed to start making chips. So we bought a temporary structure to put there where we can get it running, manufacturing, and then we'll build the other building around it, and we'll reutilize or repurpose that building at another place on the campus. In that building, you're going to see more equipment like that move in, more 5-axis machining. We're looking to expand our 3D printing, if anybody's heard of 3D printing. We do that currently with making 3D printing out of H13 steel, which is rare. We're one of the first ones to be able to do that as well with that hard steel. But we're also looking to expand that capability with larger machines, as well as more exotic materials, carbon fiber, stainless steel, things like that, to expand that. So lots of exciting things there as well. And with that, of course, that comes with employment opportunities. We've talked about that continually through this whole project, and working with the city and all, trying to develop plans there to add employment as well. Constant opportunities for machinists and engineering personnel and all the support staff along with that to join us. We do have an apprentice program, and recently instituted a pre-apprentice program. And if anybody's interested in those types of things, please see our website. We have a careers link on our website and a couple testimonials from our current employees on their experience here. It's good. And you'll also be able to see more about our company and what all we do. Like I said, we're one of the only high pressure shops that Greg can design it upstairs, and 6 months later, we can run a sample part out here in our sampling facility, no matter what we build. So, and that's a great advantage to our customers. So when that tool hits their shop, they know they can, it's a plug and play at that point, and they can just run. Again, just like to thank everybody again for coming out, anybody that's helped with this expansion. Again, thank you for coming out to help us celebrate this event. Thank you.
Well, Muncie's a great place to live. It's a great place to work. It's a great place to run a business. This is just another example of that. I hope you see the efforts that have gone in a team environment. And Gary, to you and your team, we know that it was competitive. And Muncie can compete at that level, and it's nice to see that we get that win. So thank you for choosing to invest your capital in Muncie, Indiana, and broadening your footprint in our area. So on behalf of the Chamber and the Economic Development Alliance, thanks for attending today.